Danny boy. Danny, my friend. Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. A rough bloody couple of weeks for us, isn't it? A rough week.
Was it a rough weekend?
Mate, we'll talk about it later, but we've had a bad week at List Cloggers PTY LTD.
We've had a big week at List Cloggers PTY LTD. And you know what's actually funny about that? I actually bought the business name just in case someone did try and steal that.
Yeah, no one can shark us now because we've got it. Mate, no big week. I can't believe what's happened and transpired.
I don't know where to start. A lot has transpired. Let's just recap. Sam was tagging someone, got punched in the face, which honestly, I want to give that bloke a medal, whoever that was. We've actually got to find out who that was, because that was awesome, whoever did that.
Yeah.
You have... Oh, sorry, go to the climax at the end, but I left a bit of spinal fluid and hurt my L3 and L5 on Mount Buller. Mm-hmm. Still in a fair bit of pain, to be honest. Panadine Fort, a little bit of Valium, a little bit of Endone, and just a little bit of just sort of losing my mind a little bit here. Heat pack is being in the microwave on repeat, but I am getting better for all those wondering, and thanks for all the kind messages out there. Priority pick is still going ahead if anyone was wondering, so don't stress about that. And yourself, Dan, you're an idiot.
I've had a bear.
You're an actual idiot.
I am an idiot, but we'll get in a bit later, but I live the values of this podcast, and we'll talk about why. We all do.
No, but I you know what? Intro.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's missed the start.
He's celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns. Goran just kicked it.
You know what? I can't even bring this up later because I need to bring it up now. Yeah. It reminds me, this just sums you up. And the funniest thing now, the best thing about this now is we have an audience and we have a beautiful, incredible community that have to hold you to this. Because you're an absolute pissant, and you say a lot of things, and you never follow through on it.
You're a pissant.
I'll never forget the time when you got me and you. I'm going to get this. I reckon you got 16 like sleeves drawn up, and you never got one of them done. You had like four calf sleeves drawn up, never got one of them done. Then one day at lunchtime, we actually drove from training to a tattoo shop. You went there, put a deposit on a tattoo.
True.
And then you just left it there and never went back.
Yeah, mate, joke's on you. I'm coming back for it now, aren't I? So there you are.
It's expired.
Mate, I've had a big weekend, but what's the core value of this podcast? What do we always say?
Set the tone.
Now, who are we to preach set the tone for our listeners, our loyal list cloggers? We preach, go set the tone in whatever you do. How can we live and breathe that value if we don't do it ourselves?
You can't.
You've launched yourself off a ramp. Sam's punched himself in the face. I've gone out and said that if Gold Coast beat Carlton, I'll get Stewie Jew's face tatted on me. And, mate, I go hard, but I tell you what, I'll never go wondering because I set the tone so hard with that call. It's just blown up in my face.
It was quite silly, to be honest. I'm not sure what was stupid of me actually trying to attempt a red run or black run on my first time ever skiing down Mount Buller, or you actually thinking Carlton was going to win a game.
Yeah, me thinking, they lost by 98 points the week before the Suns and just decided, let's have a 140-point turnaround.
Yeah, that's a psyche of football, my friend. You win some, you lose some, you bounce back, and you do not ever doubt Dewey.
No.
He's a good man. I'm actually mates with Dewey as well, actually.
You're not mates with anyone up there. They're all mates.
I actually am mates with Dewey.
Who else
I
you
know
mates with
a
up
lot
there?
Of the boys up there. Brando.
Brandon Ellis.
Nicky Holman.
Matty Rao.
Noah Anderson.
Zach Smith.
Jared Witts. Zach Smith.
Yeah.
I know them all. I actually know all the boys Alex up Sexton. There. So I love it up there. Yeah, Secco. I actually call him Secco. That's his
name. Sam
will
call him that as
well. So, yeah, I know heaps of the boys. Swallow. Davey.
Spitter.
Yeah, so I know all the boys up there, which is good, and they're rapt about it. But they didn't like you disrespecting their cockroach.
No, I think they did actually appreciate it. If that's what it takes to fire the boys up, me getting tattoos, then I'm prepared to get covered for the rest of the year. If that's what it takes to fire them up and light a fire on
them. Yeah, love it. Hey, and we will get to this. Look, you have confirmed it. We are getting the tattoo done. We have a bit of stuff in the work of how we're going to do this. Mm. Just a PSA, public service announcement to all those beautiful people out there in the community at List Cloggers PTY LTD. For all those asking, we are still doing video. We have the new studio. Have we got to use it yet? No, we haven't. Just COVID just keeps and it keeps bending us over and it straps on our back and it just really just straps on our back. And we it. Well, I wasn't going to use those terms, but
Sam was doing that. So,
and for all those wondering, we are never getting rid of video, but unfortunately, it's just been a bit hard. So yeah, we're just going to wait till we get back in studio to get that done. So don't stress. YouTube's coming. As soon as we're out of here with the new studio, we have some really cool things we want to show you. The show is going to be taking the next level. So please, I've had a lot of DMs about that. Do not stress. Video is going nowhere, but just at the moment, it has been bloody tough. So we're obviously doing these remotely, aren't we, Dan?
We are. And I just want to, before you said, you know, the tattoo thing, how I've gone in, I have 16 deposits on tattoo shops everywhere around Melbourne. You can't talk, mate, because you go in phases all the time. You're in a golf somehow with Rick Shields.
I'm a golfer.
You're a golfer.
Yeah, me and Max go on Rick Shields.
Okay,
yeah.
You're into skiing now, which is evident.
Yes, I'm a skier. And thank you. Sorry, just quickly, it was so beautiful to see the massive turnout of everyone saying skiing is so much better than snowboarding.
No one skis.
It was so much better to say that because I appreciate that, hey, snowboarding, that's so cool. If you're 11 years old, that's awesome. I really appreciate that. And like, that's a really cool thing that, you know, I used to do when I played Nintendo. I had a snowboarding game. That's awesome. But when you're an adult and you grow up a little bit and you got a bit of class, you jump on the skis. You jump on the skis.
I've heard, this isn't GMZ, but I've heard that you're buying ski boots and you are going to save money on ski boots by buying junior ski boots because your feet can fit in them. Is that true?
That doesn't matter.
How much money are you saving by buying junior ski boots?
I'm looking for a sponsorship at the moment of any ski gear out there. If any shops want me to come out there and get fitted up in some ski boots,
No, you've distracted me here. So skiing, golf, skating.
Yes. How's your skating going? Yeah, really good.
Okay, how's your tennis or your squash going?
Good. Still very good. I bought my really professional tennis racket. I think it was a Babolat tennis racket. I think it was the first lockdown, bought that one. Haven't played in a while, but good racket. It.
So what's in the cards now for you? What's your new thing?
I'm still playing a lot of squash. I haven't played it in about 6-12 months, but that's another one that I'm dedicating to. Skiing, obviously, I'll be doing that for the rest of my life, as well as golf. And just getting into heaps of other things. So, yeah, you know me. I just have a lot of passions outside of it. I'm not one-dimensional. I'm not surface level like you. You sort of do like one or two things, I suppose. When you work for the man, you're sort of brainwashed into thinking that like you just have to do one thing, whereas when you are the man and you have your own business, like you just take on life and you do many, many things.
I have a lot more hobbies than you. So many hobbies I have.
What's your hobby?
UFC. You should get in the cage with me. Mate, I'd love to box you. I've said it before. I reckon I'd knock your bloody piss out.
Do you know what's
right
the funniest thing? You know what's really funny and not so funny, but crazy about UFC is every time I look at like UFC and I'm watching a fight, I see like Conor McGregor, Jose Aldo, all these guys that are like fighting.
Jose
and they're
Aldo.
All literally, sorry, what's his name?
Go again, have a try.
Yeah, Aldo. He is unbelievable. Anyway, even though we got knocked out in the first 3 seconds of a fight, he's unbelievable. But in saying that, I've looked at these guys and always when they're fighting, all the best in the world, they're all my size. So like literally if I was fighting in the UFC, I would be coming up against Conor McGregor.
I'd love to see Conor McGregor knock your head off.
I don't reckon he'd get me in the first round.
You can't even I used to watch you in boxing sessions. You can't even throw a punch, mate.
Do you know why they banned boxing sessions?
Because you used to get thank God they banned it, because you used to get knocked out. Who knocked you out? Ed Curno?
Oh, someone did. I can't remember who it was. It was good fun, though.
It's not good.
Danny Boy, wrapping up last week. Obviously, list clogger of the week. Didn't get it the first time, but they come back. They come back for nominations. They keep playing well. Carl Amon, congratulations to him from Port Adelaide. Very big in Port Adelaide. I know you've got the riff with him, but we're putting that to bed. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's a photographer, Sandringham boy in Melbourne. Yeah, he's got an incredible story, to be honest. We really should get him on the show to tell that story, but good to have him on. Obviously, a photographer. I reckon he should come and maybe take some photos of us and just hanging out.
Yeah, he can do that. He's in great form. I'm just seeing here, played 94 games, having 24 touches this year. That's bloody good from a winger.
What do you think is the amount of games where you can, you can sort of see players get to? I was just thinking there, 94 games. That's a lot of games. It's a lot of games. Like he's only played 100, which is extremely impressive. But then you see some players sometimes, and you're like, how the fuck have you played 100 games?
Yeah, there's a lot of those getting around. A lot.
How many games do you think you can like fake it to?
100.
You can fake 100?
You can fake 100. Anything over 100, you can't fake. Like, I've always had this theory that if you give someone 50 games, they'll be a half-decent player. If you get to 50, you got at least another 50 in you until people start finding you out.
Yeah, speaking from the bloke who played 27.
Yeah, 26 actually. But I didn't count my games, mate. I made them count. Unlike
yeah,
you.
That's true.
Praying to get matches every now and then.
I always had this thing where I really just didn't want to finish on 38, but I'm so happy I finished on 41. I think it's a really strong number. Hey, just quickly as well, shout out to Jack Steele. There was a photo on 7AFL where they took the photo and there was someone wearing number 43 Jack Steele. And I think I can't comment on this, but I can categorically say that was 100% just a little tip of the hat to me saying, yes, I do want to go. I do want to go clay potting with you, just because he had the 43 next to him. He was holding him. They had like the friendship was sort of starting. So just another sort of closeness of me and Jack Steele.
He doesn't fucking know you. No one wants to be your mate. No one wants to be your friend.
Anyway, and so I'm really excited about that, which will be really, really good. As I said earlier, we just recapping last week's episode, everyone was really on board with the skiing over snowboarding. So wrap with that. Definitely didn't get any hate mail or threats about that. And if anyone saw me at Buller, they said they were definitely not going to bash me. So that's always good there.
Well, mate, we spoke about you and your favourite team and favourite sport, the Lakers and the basketball. You enjoy everything that you enjoy.
LeBron James.
You love dribbling when Melo's going to do the dribbling. You love that.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hey, Olympics finished?
Olympics finished. Beautiful body. Bloody hats off to the Aussie Boomers and everyone in the Olympics. How good. Two shout outs to some Olympians. Okay. Obviously our swimmers, which were fucking incredible.
Mm.
Well, there's going to be more than two shout outs here. Emma McEwen. Wow. What the fuck? Like, she's just the goat of the pool. I think it was 9 medals in the end. Absolutely unbelievable. Good on her. Absolutely rap for her. That's seriously, seriously impressive. Second was the Boomers. They came bronze, which is good. It's actually quite interesting because if you get the silver medal, you actually lose. Like, you're the first loser. Whereas if you get bronze, you actually win. So it's sort of a bit funny there, don't you think?
No, you're definitely the third loser. Like, you don't, it's just like, oh yeah, I've scraped in, I get a medal, bronze.
No, I know that. But I'm saying is first place, second, right?
Yeah.
So the second loses the game.
Yeah.
So
I know what you're saying.
Third place, fourth, and third wins. So, like,
yeah, you win third place. So you've lost. So,
and just another shout out to one more athlete. I know that. I'm sorry, mate. I'm probably boring you being patriotic and caring about the country and caring about our athletes. Sorry, just tune out if you don't want to listen, because I can see you're not interested. But another massive shout out to Harry Garside, our boxer.
I love Harry.
Who got the bronze as well?
Love Harry, Lilydale boy.
Harry from Lilydale. Yeah. I would honestly say he'd kick the shit out of both of us.
Yeah, Harry, you know they call him Harry the Howler, because when he hits you, you go, oh. that's what they call him.
Big fan of the show as well, actually.
Massive
actually
fan.
Spoke to him throughout the Olympics. So, he's probably one of my mates, actually, one of the mates in the village. So
yeah.
Very, very cool. Shout out to him.
I'm mates with a swimmer. I'm trying to think who's my mate. Who's the guy from Adelaide who's a gun, won silver?
Oh, Kyle Chalmers. I'm actually mates with him. He's been on the podcast as well.
He's my mate.
He's actually been on Dylan France. He's actually been one of my mates. So,
he's been to my house before for dinner, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, he likes reptiles, so you probably wouldn't know that.
Yeah, he likes snowboarding. You wouldn't know what that's like to be a snowboarder in the snowboarding community.
We have a DM.
We do. We have a DM from Mackenzie. Her handle is at Kenzie Petey. I hope I said that right. She says, we need help here for her, everyone, just FYI. She says she met a boy in line at Henry Summer in Perth wearing a Dylan Friends jumper. I think his name was Aiden, and he was a Sun supporter, but I didn't get his number. Help a girl out. Well, happy to help you. So just a lot of random information to get for us to try and help you out. You met a boy in line. You got that he loves Dylan Friends. He's wearing a Dylan Friends jumper. His name's Aiden, and he was a Sun supporter. What a random bunch of information to get. They're not, you know,
and he lived
in
Perth. Yeah, it's sort of like you didn't get anything. How do you not get the number from there? But Mackenzie, we will do our best. I'm sure Aiden is an avid listener of the. Well, I'm hoping he's an avid listener of the show, and we are reaching out. So, Aiden, if you are listening, get in touch with us and send in the message to get noticed in the messages. You are going to have to offer something for free, because Sam reads the messages and he will not reply to anyone unless he's getting something for free. In the messages.
Any small startup companies, you know, clothing, whatever it may be, tech, if you've sent us something, I'm sure Sam's loving it because we haven't seen it.
Yeah, we have not seen anything that comes
through. Don't
be
fooled if he comes across like, hey, this is definitely Dylan Dam. We'd love that product. We can categorically say that's not us. That is producer Sam. He's fooling you. He's a wolf. Don't offer us anything because he's preying on you in the DMs. Okay? I've just seen him with a lot of like new merch on lately. Nice jumper, Sam. Which is it?
Oh man, that's a cool t-shirt. Oh no, it's an underground brand. Yeah. You wouldn't know where I got it from.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Guess what I did during the week? Last week.
What'd you do, man? What'd you do?
I got vaccinated.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, have you been vaccinated yet?
I am in line to get vaccinated.
Anti-vaxxer. Aren't you? What's wrong with you? Go on.
I am in line to get vaccinated. I filled out the form last week and I'm hopefully getting mine on Thursday.
I don't feel comfortable talking to you if you're not vaccinated.
Well, Dan, that's very silly.
You might spread the antibodies. Anti-vaxxer.
I am waiting to get my vaccination on Thursday, which will be very exciting to get. I actually have a fear of needles as well, so that'll be exciting.
Do it's
Which one did you get? Did you get the AstraZeneca or did you get the Pfizer?
I went with the Pfizer option. I went with the Pfizer, yeah. And it was, you know what? It was great. I was going to say something about Pfizer and rhyme something with Pfizer, but I haven't got anything to rhyme with.
Yeah, do you wear your visor?
If you're getting Pfizer, I bloody feel fine. So I'm vaccinated, which is great. You're not. So everyone out there, we're not going to tell you what to do, but if you want to, go do it. That's great.
Yeah.
What else is happening? Oh, big. You know what else you love? You love soccer so much.
I love soccer, man. No, I actually do know Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
34 years old, has left Barcelona after a 17-year stint at a Spanish club.
What Spanish club?
He also played for Barcelona's junior team from 2000. He looks set to join PSG following a medical. So obviously I've just done that research and it's very exciting for the world of soccer of what's happening over there. And I know you call it soccer, but we call it football. It's the world game and it's exciting. But hey, you know what I do when I can't sleep? What? I go on YouTube and I watch Leo Messi highlights.
No, you don't. That is, you watch Rick Shields on
I do what, wedging after it from I finish golf. After I finish golf, I watch Leo Messi through balls. I just love the through balls. It's a work of art. Honestly, he is the GOAT of all time. I really like him. He's a little bit of a pissant too. Quite small in stature, but good guy. Hey, he would have a lot of money. A lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Lots of money.
Do you think money buys happiness?
See, I feel like everyone who's rich says, oh, yeah, I have all this money, but I'm not happy. But I feel like if I had a lot of money, I'd be happy, but I haven't ever experienced that feeling. So, it's a hard question. What is happiness? That's a surface level question.
Exactly. That's such a surface level. Let's go a bit deeper into that. What is happiness? Happiness is doing what you love, right? So if you can afford to do what you love, I guess you're happy. So you don't need millions of dollars. You just want to be comfortable and not have money as an issue.
Yeah, correct. Someone once said, it was the worst joke ever. I think it was a millionaire. He's like, I'm not happy, but I feel better when I cry in my Ferrari. And I was like, oh, don't say that.
Oh, yeah. No. I saw that one. It says no one cries on a jet ski, which is true. I have never seen anyone crying on a jet ski because if you're rich enough to buy one,
I'll never go on a jet ski ever again after Thailand footy trip 2011.
You don't go on footy trips.
Oh, you go on footy trips for one day and then go home because you had a hangover.
Back to the investment thing. That's why you should invest in List Cloggers. No, that's not even funny. Seriously, no, just
keep
cut that out.
In.
I'm so
keep,
sorry.
Where
about
are you
that.
Going with that? Where are you guys going with
fuck
it?
Tell, that. I don't, I
tell
have
us
no
where
idea.
You're going with that
I
joke.
I just have no idea. I don't know. I was like going with one of those like bad YouTube ads.
You want to finish it?
What the fuck was that? I seriously hate myself.
Let's skip that. Let's go to people who. People who. We hate the things that these people do.
Whoa, people who. Sorry about that. Back into the show. People who, give us some, because I've got one at the moment. So I've just realised this, and I've been running into a fair few people lately. Well, not lately, because I've been in lockdown, but I just haven't realised how annoying this is. And, you know, when people are injured and, like, you know, they've obviously got something wrong with them. Like, I have a sore back at the moment, but I genuinely try not to carry on with it. Oh, I try and just go, look, I've got a sore back.
Me?
I'm just going to say, look, I've got a sore back. I'm just going to cop it on the chin. I don't think everyone needs to know about it. Just let me deal with it and let me deal with it by myself. So my person is like people who are really proud
this
of their
you.
Injuries. And they want you to tell, like they want to tell you about their injury and like how sore they are. And you've never had anything like they have. It's like, this is just this one off injury. That's like they're the only person in the world.
You
to have
and
it.
Skiing. You've told us about your L3, L4, L5 being in Mount Bullistill. This is you.
No, but I'm saying No. With that story, I'm saying, look, this is what's happened. Let's move on. Don't. Let's move on from it. This is what's happened. This is what I've done. Let's move on.
Every episode.
No, I'm just I'm just reminding you, this is what's happened. This is what I'm working through. Let's move on. But I'm talking more about other people who are like, look what I did. Oh my God. They walk around with their sling that they could have taken off like 4 weeks ago. People who like have crutches when they've literally sprained their ankle.
That's me.
People who like, what about the best one is like when they've obviously been to the doctor and they haven't even like got a cast on. So they just go home and they wrap that like really shitty like TheraBand around their wrist and like have that little thing where it like twists back onto it.
It's yeah,
like,
that's great.
That was not the doctor didn't tell you you needed that. You've literally just done that yourself.
I've self-diagnosed and I have a broken hand. So I'll just put this bit of tape on it for now until I go see the doctor later. Nothing better than self-diagnosing yourself for any injury you have.
So good. So good.
That's good, Blue. Well done.
You got one?
Yeah, I do. This was brought to my attention. Can't remember who said it. So apologies if it was you who said this. People who have their Insta profile picture as half their face, which you have this. Why don't you just show us your pretty face, Dylan?
Because I've got a big forehead, so I just think you only need half of it to just really get the picture. That's so true. I'm sorry about that. There's someone's not happy with that.
Someone said that into list clothes. I don't know who, but sorry about Dylan's half face profile picture. If you could change that.
Yes.
This one goes out to people who are gluten and do this, but mostly my beautiful fiance Anna. She is this. People who are gluten free but eat gluten anyway and complain later.
Yeah, like, and I've like, got a thing on that. Yeah, and I've got a thing on gluten-free. Like
it's made up.
Oh, mate. Like, shut up. Honestly.
Yeah.
Like, you're not gluten. Like,
you're not gluten-free. You're just putting down 1,000 like pieces of bread a day, which isn't good for
just
anyone.
Just chill out. Just chill out on the bread. Like, just relax. Like, if there's all things that we can't cop too much of, and bread is one of them. So just settle down.
And just because you're gluten-free, then eat gluten doesn't make you a hero. And it, like, we'll have pizza, and it'll go. Oh, there's no gluten options, but hey, I'll have gluten. I'll do it. Oh, awesome. Like, you're not saving the world.
We literally don't care. Anna, we literally don't care. Like, no one cares.
And she'll sit there and go, oh, my stomach's so sore. Yeah, you shouldn't have had a whole pizza. Like, even I didn't have a whole pizza. Of course your guts is sore. It's nothing to do with the gluten.
Is there anything worse though? Like, oh, I know this being a veggie and like people hate me when we're ordering pizzas. I'm like, but I always just go, oh, can we just get a margarita? Like, you know, like that's fine. But when someone goes, can we just get a gluten-free pizza? And you're like, who the fuck? Like, no matter if you eat meat lovers, you're still going to have a slice of margarita.
Oh, mate.
But if you're like, not one person categorically is going to go, ooh, yummy, gluten-free. That's yum.
It's like they'd be gluten-free because it's like it's cool. Like, oh, yeah, can I have a gluten-free pizza? Like, how about you just bring out like a bit of cardboard with like some cheese on it and tomato and
literally
eat that? Because that's the same thing as being gluten-free.
How about you just get a takeaway pizza, you say leave the base, and you just eat the box with the toppings?
Yeah, they're the people who. That was a good one.
Yeah, good one. Like it. Well done. Well done.
Sorry, coughing.
Sorry, man. No, that's my fault too. I'm just battling through this back injury at the moment, but I'll be right. Keep going.
Yeah, I'm just getting a tattoo of Stuart Jew, and I've been vaccinated, so forgive me if I'm a little bit fuzzy from what's happened on the weekend.
Yeah, same, man. Just got a bit of a sore back.
Yeah, and I just got a sore arm from carrying the vaccinations in the world at the moment.
Same. Yeah.
And I'm just you're an anti-vaxxer.
I'm just a bit sore because I'm mates with a few of the Giants boys and the Gold Coast boys, so keep going.
I'm just a bit sore because Kyle Chalmers and this Aussie boxer that you're talking about before want to hang out with me when they're back, and like, I don't know if they're vaccinated or not, so I don't want to tell them no, but I want to hang out with them and kind of, you know, that kind of thing. And then Anna wants to hang out with them, but she's gluten-free, and I've just been like, oh, I don't deal with this right now. All right. Hey, I got a few of these for you, some more Piss Ants Anonymous we can run through quickly. Last week, you read out some piss ant things that people didn't know if they were piss ant or not. So they sent him in. Dylan, being a king piss ant, he'll say, yep, you know what? This is a piss ant move. It isn't a piss ant move. So I've got three here for you today, Dill. Alec Johnson says, bring a stubby holder for your pint.
All right, loser.
No good.
For one, don't drink a pint. Okay, I don't know how many times we have to do this. I don't mind the stubby holder bringing it, but don't, like, I think, are people testing me with the pints? Honestly, I don't, like, how many times, I'm about to go mad. Like, I'm going to throw up a fucking political party of ban the pint, okay? It should not be allowed. It should not be allowed anywhere.
Yeah.
And if you can lie through your teeth and actually tell me you enjoy it,
No.
Have a good look at yourself.
I've been hard on a pint early, but I had a pint last week, and even after the first 3 litres of it, the last litre was really hard because I just like, oh, this is so warm now. Like, I can't.
Oh, so, Dan, that means a lot that you're actually starting to come around to that, and you understand. I can excuse a schooner, okay? I'm going to let you have that. You know, you might be really thirsty and you might be a quick drinker, but no one wants a bowl of grandma's soup in a pint, okay? So firstly, I don't know. I don't even know. I can't move past that. But yeah, I do like bringing the stubby holder, especially if it's a List Cloggers or Dylan Friends one, which are coming soon.
That's fair enough. Okay, Thomas Gilbert, he goes, ordering a burger and asking for no tomato or you take the pickles off.
Ooh.
I'm with him on this. Guys,
I like this. This is pissant. I like it.
Eat tomato and eat your pickles. Tomato doesn't taste like anything. It's literally a texture. There's no flavor in the tomato.
Call me a pissant.
A salt.
Call me a pissant. It depends on the tomato, and it depends how it's cut. Now, if someone cuts a thick as shit tomato, I'm throwing that off. But yeah. I like it thinly sliced, nice and fresh, not too watery. I'll leave it on. Now, I think I'm a pissant in this situation because I also like the remnants of the pickle, but I don't want the pickle on my burger. So I don't mind the fact that they've had the pickle on, like the pickle juice and like the flavor of it being in there, but it's too much to have the pickle on the burger, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't agree. I'm all for, but sometimes I'll go to the supermarket and just buy pickles, the jug of pickles, and eat a pickle by itself. So I agree.
No, but I like pickles. I like pickles by himself, but just not on the burger.
But that's what I'm saying. The burger, when you order it, comes with the pickles. So you take your pickles out and then eat the pickles last.
No, I don't eat the pickles. I don't eat those ones.
So what do you say? So you like pickles, but you don't want to eat the pickles or see the pickles? Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't like pickles.
I like them just by himself. I like this one.
Yeah.
Jacob Lloyd.
Jacob Lloyd.
A pissant. Yes, you are a pissant, my friend, and be proud of it. Ordering a margarita pizza, you are a star, my friend. There is nothing better than a margarita pizza on this universe.
Margarita
and if you come up
suck.
To me and you say, mate, you order Aussies. You order Aussies. I've literally seen you order an Aussie before. You have ordered an Aussie. I've literally seen you order an Aussie before. Sam orders meat lovers. He goes, get as many animals as you can, kick them all in the head and put them on a pizza for me, please. He just wants as much fucking demolition as he can. Literally, I like Jacob. We love our margaritas. Nothing better than a margarita. Hey, Jacob, just everyone else zone out for a minute. I need to talk to Jacob one-on-one. Jacob, when you order your margarita next time, don't be afraid to ask for a little bit of garlic and a little bit of chili on it as well.
Gross.
Everyone come back in.
That is
sorry,
so
I was just talking
gross,
to Jacob.
That order.
I was just talking to
margarita
Jacob.
Margarita one is worth, margarita's probably.
You weren't meant to hear that.
It's a bad pizza order. It's on par with the worst pizza that you can order, which is any seafood pizza.
Sorry, you weren't meant to listen to that.
Sorry.
I just was talking to Jacob.
Hey, can I get a seafood pizza? Oh, yeah. Can I get a whole calamari on my pizza?
I like the gamberinis with it's where they put the prawns on it. That's nice,
that
actually.
That is so gross. Just eat it by the spot itself.
That's yummy, yummy.
So I would piss out some moms. Keep sending him in. Deal is a fan of all of them, as you can see. So. And how about the transition in piss ants into GMZ? Hasn't this just come
no,
back?
Play the sting!
GMZ.
What?
For the people.
What are we doing here? We retired this. Everyone wanted this gone.
Doors back on and they kept getting knocked down. And I went to pick up the doors and said, who's knocking these down? And they said, love your GMZ fans. And I said, you know what, Sam? Get the nail gun. Get Dad's hammer. Because we'll put the doors back on. GMZ's back, baby. And guess what? Everyone who was
laughing
at me.
You stuffed it though, mate. You stuffed it though with the Perth. It's not happening.
No. This is where I'm going with this week's GMZ. I'm doubling down on it. You were all laughing at me when I said Perth's going to have the grand final. And
Melbourne
everyone,
confirmed.
The inboxes were flooded. Oh, God, what an idiot. He's got this all wrong. Oh, ha, ha. He's got a big nose. Other things that didn't relate to my GMZ thing, which were mean, but we moved past that. Look who's in the box seat now with this story. Oh, Danny boy. I've got Tommy Brown asking me, where's my sauce come from? I've got Eddie Maguire saying, how did you know this? I've got bloody Fox Footy on my doorstep trying to get the scoop. Guess what? I've got the only leak in the AFL, and he's coming to me. So I'm doubling down on this. The AFL, months ago, they called my friend who worked in the hotel there and said, listen, book out these hotels for a few months because we're bringing
a
hub there
for finals. That friend's getting fired, by the way.
No, he's not because I'm protecting him. We're going to make a hub there in the hotel. article came out during the week, which read that the AFL has now asked the WA government for contingency plans to host the grand final. Why do I keep giving you GMZ fans so much insight? It's because I love you and I appreciate every single one of you, and I don't know where I'd be without my life without you guys there. And now, I've got more information on this for those loyal fans, and because I love you all. From what I can understand and have gathered from my source, there is now three states in the running, but Perth is in the box seat. Gil is coming out and saying that the AFL will still be in Melbourne. And Melbourne government have said, you know what, Gil, time to bite the bullet, buddy. She's not going to be here. So, hub situation, AFL grand final performer in Perth. Guess who it's going to be?
I don't care.
Rita Ora will perform. Rita Ora, and I had another...
What are you reading this off, like SEN? Are they like breaking this in the morning and you're just like recycling everything they're saying?
It's from my friend who texts me, who's got the inside scoop, who works closely with everyone there.
Your mate's the janitor at the hotel. He knows absolutely nothing.
Dude, I'm telling you, I'm doubling down on my GMZ this week. It's going to Perth. It is 100% going to Perth. If anyone out there, honestly, I love you all, but if you think that the AFL Grand Final will be here in Melbourne, you've got bloody rocks in your head.
Yeah. I might have to agree with you out there.
There is not any chance that the AFL Grand Final can be in Victoria. We had zero cases, and then 24 hours later, we were in lockdown.
You know what the funniest thing with this lockdown is? Like, how stupid are we? Every bloody time this happens, we go, oh, it's just a snap lockdown. 3 days, that's fine. Yeah. When has it ever been 3 days, Dylan? Think about it, you idiot.
Yeah.
You idiot. And it's never been 3 days. It's never been 1 week. You are an idiot. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, don't ever put your hat on the day when they say it's coming out. Which, whatever they say, it's all got a theory on this. It's called the Gorringe COVID calculator.
Get me every time, you imbecile.
I call this the Gorringe COVID calculator. Whatever day amount they give you, times by three. 3 times 3, it'll be 9 days. 7 3 is 21 days. That's how you work out when you come out of COVID.
Oh, God. But like, they go, no, we'll let you out on a Thursday. Well, for one, why would they let us out on a Thursday, you idiot? Like, there's just, anyway, let's not get into it. Because I'm grateful to be alive, and I'm grateful to have such a beautiful priority pick community that I will talk to later from the bottom of my heart. So thank you so much to all those people out there that have been supporting me through this tough time.
Thank you so much to, this is from the bottom of my heart now, from GMZ.
Anyway, let's get on to it this week. The round review.
One song coming up for my GMZ fans. Did you know how much I love you?
Now, this week, Geelong versus the Giants. Please die. Don't ever do that again. Well, it's too far. Sorry about that. Sting it.
Sting it.
Oh, yeah, what a game of footy.
Oh, hey, talk about a weekend of upsets. Oh, come on.
Upsets in the games, upsets in the crowds, upsets in the emotions.
In the community, we're upset, we're bloody in lockdown. Very exciting. But guess what? What a game.
We're going to start taking a little bit. I'm going to start actually thinking about this because I don't think I tipped it last week, but I knew Giants would win. And I did it subconsciously. So
you always say
I'm going to start. I'm going to start taking my tipping a lot more seriously. Good win by the Giants, one of the best wins that they've had. Just a little inside knowledge, and this is what we give at List Cloggers P2LTD. The Giants, they have this thing on the wall where they put up like the really momentous wins in their like career.
History,
that's what I was looking for. Dare say that one will get up there. And they have like the team score and where it was. So good win by the young men there.
It was a great win. Hey, I'm going to say something controversial.
Hey, just before you do, I don't care. Because what did I say last week about Sam Taylor?
You said he's the best fullback in the world.
Thank you. Now you go on with what you were saying.
Toby Green meant to do what he did.
Oh, no, you're in trouble.
I think he did.
No, he didn't. It was an accident. He did.
Toby Green is a smart, smart man. He saw danger coming. He said, how about this, buddy? I'm going to put my right elbow right in your larynx.
Do we disagree with it?
No.
Sometimes it's good to cop an elbow in the throat. Like, wake you up a little bit.
Yeah, I know. I'm all for like setting the tone with an elbow to the throat of the oppo player. I'm all for that.
That sets
move.
That sets the tone. We love but that.
Toby, I'm saying, oh, there's a Toby Green tax. No, there's not a Toby Green tax. Toby Green just puts his elbows and feet in people's face.
Dan, you're an idiot. You are an absolute idiot. Listen to me. I don't care. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to me. This is the AFL have made complete fools of themselves here. They have made complete fools of themselves. Because at the start of the year, you couldn't even touch someone without being reported for 8 weeks. Okay. Now it gets to the pointy end of the season and a couple of other players do some head high knocks, which aren't ideal. And in the earlier of the year, they would have got 3, 4, 5 weeks and they get off. They get off with 1 week, they get fined, whatever it is. Joel Selwood, I fucking love Joel Selwood, one of the best players in the modern era of the game. He gets fined for literally bumping someone's head, which is nearly the worst thing that we can do in the game these days.
Yeah, he could literally DDT someone and have a fine.
Literally. So Tom Power caught one a while ago from Bailey Frisch straight to the throat. Buddy Franklin caught one, got off. If Toby gets 2 weeks, double than that, then these guys are ready for what he's done. Okay, we're not bringing in, it's not a point system where he's done this before. He should be getting exactly what they got. The funny thing is that these Nimrods don't understand is the fact that if Toby had done this before those two cases, he would probably got 8 weeks or something like that. But because they've got this stuff in front of them, they can't even suspend him now. He's going to have to get off because they're absolute dickwads and they are imbeciles. And it's just absolutely embarrassing what's happening because, Dan, to get to my point, is they say all these things about protecting the head and then they change the rules closer when it gets to the finals so that players aren't missing out, which we don't want to see players missing out, but they've just shot themselves in the foot because they've made these tough rules and now they're going back on them. No one knows what it's doing. It's different rules. It seems like it's different rules for absolutely everyone. I'm just confused.
I get what you're saying. And don't get me wrong. I like watching Toby play. I think he's good for the game. I want to see him out there kicking goals, sinking Geelong in Geelong. But I think, in my opinion, he knew Patrick was coming.
I'm not saying about the incident though. I'm just saying in general, okay, like fair enough. Even if he knew he was coming, I get that. And he's going to get, he got reported for 2 weeks. But what I'm saying is if the other incidents that had happened before, they would have given him 4 weeks or 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, whatever it would have been, they would have given that to him. But now, because they started changing the rules midway through the year with other players, it's let them off and now he'll probably get off the case, which is what? Is it good or is it bad? I don't know. It just feels like they're making it up as it goes. And it's going to be very, very, very interesting to see what happens at the end of the year when finals come and something like this happens and if there's contact to the head and depending on who the player is, what the result will be.
Gee, life story. On Saturday.
I was getting real Jared Robbo on you there, wasn't I? Gee, weird.
All right, Gerald, geez.
Sorry about that. Let's move on. That was weird.
That's good. No, I like it. Saturday. Yeah, cool. Fuck me.
Just can we skip the rest of them? Because we went way too far into all the other ones.
Fuck.
Oh, wow.
To the Suns. They lost by 98 points the week before.
Yeah, but I thought the Gold Coast would win. I called it last week.
You can't call every tip, mate, just because we don't actually track it and record it. I called it last week. Well, you can't call every game. You can't get every game right. It's impossible. I tell you what, it just happens at Carlton. You know, you back them in and you back them in with your body and you get behind them and you say, you know what, boys, I'm willing to put my body in the line for you. Will you do the same for me today? And I was willing to do that. And I'm sure a lot of Carlton fans were. And did I have a little bit more as a stake in the game? 100%. Mm-hmm. But you know, Teague, myself, were part of a review. You've got to be willing to go the extra mile. And they just weren't. And Tuke Miller is a gun.
What happens? What happens here, Dan?
Oh, what happens? I don't know. Something's got to happen. Something's got to give. Because I tell you what, us supporters, we're bloody not going to stand for it anymore. But that's what I'm going to say. Hey, Richmond, North Melbourne, they're very competitive. Here we go. What does Sam
yeah,
to say?
Yeah, we love go. North Let's Melbourne. See what Sam Luke says. Davies, Yanaki. We've got the Tommy Powells. We've got the
LDU.
Slevensons.
Had 38, Luke Davies, Yanaki. 38 touches. Yeah, that's a good. Big game. Jack Graham, can someone please repair with the MCG turf? Yeah. He burnt that up. He was everywhere.
My mate just joined the fire brigade. Might have to call him to put that son of a gun out. He's on fire.
So Roos look pretty poised to snatch number one pick with Jason. Jason Horn is getting a lot of traction here. The Roos are going to get a good player. Nick Dacos. What's the go with Nick Dacos? I think Collingwood will get him, I think. Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'm assuming that will be
Richmond,
the case.
Hey, didn't you jumped off Richmond, didn't you? Now you're back on them.
I do like Richmond. I still think they can win, but I don't think they can anymore. Look, I honestly, this year, it should just be the top six. I don't really care who comes seventh and eighth. It changes every week. The team that comes seventh and eighth, I really don't think they can have any impact in the finals anyway.
Yeah, whoever comes eighth just may as well not rock up that first week in finals because one, we don't care, and two, you'll just be going home in 2 hours after that game. So,
hey.
This one, like this.
Yeah, like this.
Want to do our premiership fancies right now?
I feel like we did this last week, but let's do it again.
No, we didn't do it, actually. So let's go through. Obviously, things are bloody heating up at the top there. Let's give our top three premiership favourites in order and give reasons why. All right?
All right. Geelong, because they are good. Okay? I think they're good. They're in the, like, this is their last year to really win it, I think, with the age demographic, who they've got. I think they're in good form. If Jeremy Cameron can get fit and get right, I reckon he'll be absolutely damaging. I think the Bulldogs will also be in the grand final, but they'll lose. Injuries are starting to hurt them at the moment. Josh Bruce, one of our beloved players, Brucey boy, just went down with an ACL, thinking of him and sending him all the love and recovery for that one. Keith obviously went down as well, one of their big boys down back, with Shaki's playing backline now. But I think they're just in a little bit injury ravaged. In saying that, though, Adam Treloar did just come back. So I think they'll come second. Third, I really have no idea, to be honest. Probably Melbourne, but far out. They seem like they're losing a little bit of form. Then they're back. They're here, there, everywhere. I'd like to see Melbourne get there.
Yeah. I think I agree with a lot of what you just said. I think Brisbane will win it. I think the thing about this deal is that
you can't really agree with a lot of what I said when you think that Brisbane. I didn't mention them at all.
Actually, I can agree with what you said and then say my own opinions, actually, Dylan. So Brisbane, it's not this thing about when you get to finals, it's about being the best team at that moment.
Don't say what I say.
Brisbane are coming good at the right time. They've got two more games to go, and then they'll get some home finals, and they are going to come good when it matters. They've got
Shut up. Got
our mates down there. Charlie Cameron, they've got.
Yeah, I think the Q clash really fired them up.
And they love the Q clash. They've got Dan McStay down there. They've got Big O running around.
The biggest
man in the world. After that, I think it'll be a Brisbane-Geelong grand final.
Mm.
I think Geelong will get there because they have experience. I think Geelong will get done again because I don't, they're old is what I'm trying to say. They're old, and I think Brisbane will be too quick for them. And because the AFL grand final will be in Perth, bigger ground, Brisbane like the bigger ground, Geelong play on the smaller ground. Someone who could surprise my third favourite, Port Adelaide.
Mm.
Port Adelaide, again, coming good at the right time. It's very hard to stay good for the whole season. Melbourne and Bulldogs, they're out of steam, I think. I think obviously, our good friend Josh Bruce, obviously, as you mentioned, now gone. Keith, now gone. They're starting to fall apart. So I've got a Brisbane, Geelong, Port trio. And speaking of Port, takes us into the showdown. Oh, just not as good as the Q clash, but still not a very good showdown.
Yeah. How'd our boy go?
Jimmy played twos. Rowe. He played twos. He had a big game. He had 25 and a goal, I think, in the twos. I kept my eye out for Jimmy. As I said,
no wonder they lost.
Yeah, no. Had no one set the tone. Port, absolutely. Like I said, they're coming home. Alir, absolutely dominated that game.
Oh, mate.
What a great defender.
He's turned into a bit of a star down there.
He's a star.
It's amazing when players leave clubs and then you go to another one. And even though he was always playing some really good footy, but now he's taken that key position down there. And boy, oh boy, he's playing some very good football.
Yeah.
He won the medal.
He did win the medal. And you're right, players do get better when they leave and go to different clubs, which is good.
Just like we did.
I was great everywhere I went. Model of consistency. Hey, Sydney, St Kilda, what a bloody upset this was.
What the hell, man? Saints need to work out if they're good or bad.
Yeah, I'm over it. Do you want to play finals or not? Because I'm bloody sick of this storyline. All right, Jack Steele, one of my best friends, is just...
Yeah, one of my mates who I've got to play with.
He had 34, kicks goals now, 7 tackles, 6 clearances. Rowan Marshall, he's a good player, Rowan Marshall. Remember he dominated a couple of years ago, then he got injured. Now he's back
Good boy Jackie Higgins, who if you didn't know that Scott Penderbury used to play basketball, Max Gunn, Gorn used to smoke darts, and Jack Higgins actually used to barrack for St Kilda, and now he plays for them. He kicked 4 goals on the weekend, which is it's been good at his new club. So good to see the great man playing some good football.
You know what else is good? Seeing Hawke bring out the winch again against Collingwood, because they have absolutely smacked the pies here. And Tom Mitchell, our friend,
he's putting 44. A good little Tommy Mitchell's putting some, I think he's averaging like 44 or something like that. It's something stupid. But isn't Clarko just got the winch out, just really putting a good resume forward for the next suitor?
Is the winch must have an expiry date on it because he's absolutely flogging it at the moment on the boys.
Does Carlton play Hawthorn in the last few games?
No, we don't. Okay. We don't. You know who's... I've got this thing on Hawthorn. Hawthorn are going to be very... They'll be a good team next year. Will they get Gunston back?
Sorry. Are we joking? I don't. You've said a couple of things tonight. Are you joking? I say this every week,
mate. You say a lot of things every week. I say this every week about Hawthorn.
I literally say put money on them. I literally say it every week. I don't know if you're joking,
mate. We're so confused about what you say. We don't know what comes out of your mouth.
I literally say every week. Hawthorn.
They'll be
next
good.
Next year, go on. Go repeat what I say every week.
I say this week that Hawthorn will be good next year because they have Gunston coming back. Wingard's now in the mid. He had 30 in the weekend. Mate, look out. And you know, hopefully Sam Mitchell goes well. But they got a good list. Decent list.
Yeah, they do. And just to add to that, because I say this every week, and I'm sorry for everyone repeating this again, but Will Day will be playing a full season next year. Will be fantastic. They're also got some salary cap room there to move with Tom Scully, Johnny Patton, and Burgoyne, who will, assuming he will hang them up because he's played about 700 games. But again, he might go again. I'm not too sure. I would like to see him go again. There'll be a little bit of money there. So I watch this space. I've said this a lot, but I think they'll be going for a big fish next year.
And I think they've got a lot of salary cap space. They'll be going for a big fish next year. Bulldogs Essendon. Hey, big 2 metre Peter. He kicks 7 snags.
Oh, thanks.
He's had 7 goals with 10 kicks, and we love that.
Thank
we love that conversion.
Goodness. We love seeing big boys do well, which is great.
I love seeing big 2 metre Peter just lope around Marvel Stadium, just clunking them, booting them from 60
former
out.
Pick 9. You know what's funny? Like, Peter, 2 metre Peter, pick 9.
This is my mate. I actually mentored
your
him a bit.
Your mate at Gold Coast, you mentored him a bit. Look, you know, like, he's an absolute star. I love him. I reckon he's going to be an absolute genuine star, which he is. Didn't do a great deal in his first half of his career with a lot of injuries and stuff and whatnot. But it's funny, he's probably out of contract this year. He'll end up kicking 20 goals till the end of the year, and he'll probably sign for $1 million next year.
No, 700.
It's 700, sorry.
100% 700.
It's unbelievable how it works, isn't it?
So good. I love that story.
Good on him. Good on him.
You know who just generally, he's our man, he just loves footy. And he brings the boys with him. We say it every week, Sam Draper loves his football.
Oh, he loves his footy, man.
They carry on after the game, during the game. He's playing with them. He's an absolute star. So 2 metre Peter, 7 goals. I'm telling you what, this four-headed beast, it's looking like, I wouldn't be opposed to seeing big 2 metre Peter run around.
Do you reckon Drapes is just saying to 2 metre Peter after the game, hey, 2 metre, I know you're a big boy, but I'm the big tone setter at the club here.
Yeah. There can only be one of us that will set the tone here.
Yeah, I think he had a word to him.
As we said, Joshy Bruce, thoughts are with him. Confirmed ACL.
Yeah.
How crazy ACL? I'm like, touch wood, I've never have and never will now that I don't play. Like, I could not imagine doing an ACL.
Suck. It bloody hurts.
It's so nothing innocuous.
Have you ever done a disc?
Mate, I've done more discs than you've had hot dinners. Walk a mile in my shoe, you would let bloody pisses, I tell you that much, you piss ant. Dockers Brisbane, yes, love the Dockers in Brisbane this game on Sunday.
Oh, this game was on, this one was awesome. I'm just reading over it because obviously I watched it, but I just want to see what the stats were.
Brisbane charged towards the finals. Brisbane are a threat without Hipwood and Rayner.
And Rayner in that forward line.
They are, thank you. So, no, good game, Brisbane. As I said, they come on.
Yeah, enough
right
said
time.
On that, really. You just have to watch it to see how exhilarating it was. So
And West Coast Melbourne will play tonight. Guess what I'm going? West Coast upset.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Melbourne.
Okay, there you are then. Winners and losers
for the
week.
Did we speak about last week how much I love the Fremantle jumper and I want them to change?
Yes, mate. We both didn't. We said how nice it would be if we got one, but they haven't sent us anything.
Okay.
Winners and losers.
Winners and losers.
Oh, you peep suck.
Oh, goodness gracious me. What a week to win. Am I right?
Yeah,
what a winner. Winner this week. You go first, my friend.
I'm going with GWS. What a win. Backs against the wall. Toby's elbow on blokes left, right, and centre. And they get the eighth spot. They look like they're going to wrap it up now, maybe with Essendon between those two. But huge win for that footy club. And you obviously know more about it than I do, how much it would mean to them.
Yeah. No, I've got to agree with you this one on Danny. Danny Boy, I think it was a big win. Josh Kelly out, obviously, as you mentioned. But don't forget our friend Stephen Canelio is still to come back into that team. And I think they're going to have a pretty big spot in September. Look, I don't think it's EU to win the flag, but I'd love to see them make strides in. A lot of young players in that team have taken serious strides this year. Sam Taylor being one of them, Connor Ryden being another one, Isaac Cumming, who, you know, he had 34 disposals on the weekend, career high. Jack Buckley comes back next year from an ACL. They've got a really good young list, Xavier O'Halloran. So, yeah, very excited for the Giants. You know, I love the Giants. I think they'll be good. So, happy with them as the winners. Now, losers. Whew, where do we go? Look, I'm not going to do the Blues because we do it every week. I'm not going to do Collingwood because it's a bit boring. I'm going to go Swans. I'm going to go Swans. Swans, fire up. You know, I think they got a little bit ahead of themselves. They've been reading the papers, maybe, down here in Victoria, saying that they're going to be causing some disruptions. Wouldn't want to meet the Swans in the finals.
Them in a dark alley?
You wouldn't. But they went in thinking they're probably going to win this game. Game's all about psyche. And the Saints, who probably aren't that great, went in with a better mindset and won the game. So I think it's actually smart for the Swans to drop that one just to have a bit of a refresher going into the finals. I do love the Swans, and I think they can do some big things. Our good friends, Tom Papley, obviously, Errol Goulden. Shout out to the boys, Tom Hickey, who's doing some incredible things. And
Ollie Florin.
Ollie Florin.
Isaac Heaney.
Buddy.
Buddy loves us. He loves us so much he doesn't reply to us.
With him.
He's just flat out, obviously.
He's got two kids. He's very busy.
100%. My losers, I've had a bad week with this footy club. It's pretty obvious where I'm going. Blues. And guess what, Carlton? I love you. I love you as a footy club. I love the people there. I love everything about you. But after this week and what you've done to me, I'm getting Stewie Drew's face tattooed on me. So fuck you. I did not deserve that. That effort. So once again, I'll make it very clear. I love you still, but fuck you. Fuck you. Our tips. Big, but hey, it's always a big week of footy, but you know what I say?
I've been tipping them all.
Big week of footy. Grab me a beer and come on.
Let's go. Get some bloke in the bars.
Come on. Brisbane Collingwood at the Gabba.
Yeah.
That's easy. That could be 100 points to the Lions, I think.
Yeah.
Geelong Saints, which now is a good game after last weekend.
Go Cats.
Go Saints. Massive one. Peter Wright, 2 metre Peter returns to the furnace.
Oh, no. Peter Wright Cup. I'm going for the Dons.
I'm going for, I think the Suns will make it.
Oh, yeah. Go the Giants.
Giants, Richmond. This is for that 8th spot, I think. Where is it at? Not in Giants Stadium. Richmond will win that.
Wow. We've gone opposites this week. Bulldogs for me.
Bulldogs, Hawthorn. No, I'm going Hawks.
Clarko's oh, my got God.
Clarko's got the winch.
He's got the winch.
Time.
Okay,
he's just
okay.
Winding people up. Hey, Melbourne, Adelaide. I'm telling Melbourne. You what, I'm calling this early. Adelaide are winning this. The Blues are off to Melbourne. You can't be the top of the ladder all year. They'll lose tonight.
I swear you're just repeating what I've said like 4 weeks ago. But let's just keep going.
We work together. I'm bound to hear some stuff you say. Cut me some slack, eh? North Melbourne, Sydney.
Swans bounce back.
North. Port Adelaide, Carlton. Oh, this is an easy one. Easy one after last week.
Port.
I'm going Carlton.
Oh, you can't, can you?
Nah, Port will win that, so I'm just taking the piss now. Port will win that for sure. And then the last game, the blockbuster derby.
Is it the derby or the derby?
I say derby. I don't know.
I think we need to get some clarification on this because I always stuff it up. I think it might be the derby.
I think they say derby, but I know everyone in Perth says derby. I hope I said that right. We're going to get slaughtered in the DMs.
Let's respect our Western Australians. Hey, big I was actually watching some after Leo Messi highlights and some Rick Shields golf and then some skiing sort of tutorials. So I was actually watching, funnily enough, some old derby highlights of Josh Carr versus Ben Cousins and stuff. Just thought I'd let you know. It's pretty cool.
So I'll pick Freo on this one.
Yep, I will go with Fremantle as well.
All right, well done. List clog of the week. Play the sting. I am a good player. I'm a very good player. Okay, so we just have to preface an honourable mention to, I think, 2 metre Peter. Now, he was a pick 8.
Right.
So this was bound to happen, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, keep going.
List clog of the week. I'm going with Jack Graham.
Nice.
Teacher Gully boy. I played at Teacher Gully. Pick 53. Teacher Gully in South Australia, that is. Shout out to Teacher Gully. Everyone out there. Great footy club. Great community.
Yes,
I love
them.
I love everyone in Adelaide. I love all my Adelaide listeners. I love Teacher Gully Football Club.
And I love Adelaide too.
They don't love you, mate. They don't know you there. Pick 53 in the 2016 National Draft. He's had 34 touches. He's leading the Tigers now to maybe another finals. He's put the Tigers on his back. As you like to say,
put
your strap-ons on. And jump
on
my back.
I don't say that. I said strap on my back and I'll take you there.
Get all your strap-ons and put them on me. And now they are in good hands with him because I think he's a future captain of that footy club. Someone said that.
Nice.
I've heard that on the radio somewhere, so I've told him that.
Yep.
Nice. So here's my pick for this quarter of the week. Very good game.
Yeah, don't mind it. I love Jackie Graham. I reckon he's a superstar. Big fan club there too. They do love him. But, mate, I think it's hard to go past one of the all-time list cloggers of the decade. This bloke is an absolute incredible star. And I say this in all seriousness, he is an absolute champion. I actually met him at one of those blokes that you meet out on the beers and you feel like you've known him for years. You just feel like you've known him for years. And he's a good man. Met him at a wedding. Gee whiz, didn't we tear up that dance floor? Hopefully it had insurance because I tore the bloody hell out of it. So did he. Jacob Townsend.
So did
I. What a star, mate. Four clubs, man. Unbelievable. Started at the Giants. Then he went to Richmond, Essendon, Gold Coast. Debuted for the Gold Coast on the weekend. Just a good bloke. VFL Premiership of the Year, JJ Liston Medal, AFL Premiership Player in 2017, played a pivotal role. And he's just a star. And one thing I did love about it, we do embrace, we take the piss here, but we do embrace being ourselves and players doing good things. And after the game on the weekend, gave a speech and easily could have said no, had a bit of a stutter, obviously wasn't comfortable doing it, but fucking hell, he just did it and backed himself in. And I was more proud of him just to fucking get it done. And he absolutely smashed it out. And I think he won the hearts and respect of a lot of people, not just on what he does on field, but off field and the way he carries himself. And that's what sums up List Clovers. And that's what we love about it. So big shout out to Jacob Townsend. We love him here, love everything he's about. And good a footy player, as good a bloke, as good as everything he is, he's an even better dancer.
He is. And now we've got, you know what, we've got two great football players, but we've also got two great blokes. And this is what the team we're building here as a community. Great people who clog lists and get around and make the team of the year and set the tone hard. So congrats to those two. Obviously, you guys know how it works now. You'll pick the team. You continue to pick the team. The team's looking so impressive. I mean, tell you what, you put them against the All-Australian team at the end of the year and be a bloody one-sided game, I'll tell you that much.
I think, Dan, what we're going to even have to do, I was looking at the team the other day that Sam's put together, looks bloody fantastic on the screen, and shout out to Christos as well, who's been helping with all that graphics. It looks incredible, but I think what we're going to need to do at the end of the year, and again, just spitballing here, is we might have to do a little match selection. So I've already picked the team, but I think we have to go through and reshuffle some of the positions around. You know, Carl Amon on the bench doesn't sit well with me at this stage. So maybe putting a few guys in different positions and really working it out. Now, I'm not saying we're always going to go with a four-headed beast. We're always going to go with a four-headed beast. So don't panic. I'm just talking more around the ground.
Thank you. Okay. As long as we're very clear that the beast in the middle cannot be shuffled around.
Okay. And now it's our time. I'm so sorry I've had to wait this long for we've all been waiting for, but it's this week's priority pick. And thank you so much to everyone that's been tuning in. I know this is helping hundreds of thousands of millions of people, and the community is just getting stronger and stronger, get through COVID and just giving some incredible insight into some series and podcasts. And look, I know that, you know, we're having discussions on things that we love, but it's more the relationships and the friendships that I've built out
just
of this
get
and people
to
giving.
It. Stop buttering. Them up.
People giving me insights as well into what they love watching. Now, Dan, if you didn't see on the weekend on my Instagram at Dill Buckley, I actually gave I gave about 45. So I'm just going to quickly run through them, okay? And then I'm going to run through what I have for this week. So on Netflix, get your notepads and pens out. I'm just going to give everyone a second to get their notes out.
No one cares, so just come on.
I'm just going to give everyone a couple seconds.
Everyone's driving. They don't have notepads when they're driving or they're getting vaccinated.
Just going to give them a second to pull over.
No, they're not going to pull over. Anti-vaxxer.
Here we go. Netflix, okay? I've said this and I've said this again. Netflix, I've got Ozark, Top Boy, Line of Duty, Blood Diamond, Stranger Things, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez, Jeffrey Epstein, Evil Genius, Mystic River, Dope. On Stan, I don't know if you've heard me ever talk about this before, Yellowstone, Edge of Tomorrow, Arrival, American Gangster, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, No Country for Old Men, Your Honor, King Arthur, The Judge, Good Will Hunting, Kill Bill 1, and Kill Bill 2. Binge, new one, love Binge. Mr. In Between, gave that last week. The Harry Potters are all on there. Mayor of Easttown and Snatch. Lot of love of that. Lot of love of that. Okay, so have I seen everything? Yes, I have. Now, let me get to the point of this week. In lockdown, what I like to do, I like to watch trilogies. I like to watch movies that coincide that I can watch together and really, really get going. So, Dan, guess what I've gone back to? Because I've watched Harry Potter a lot, I've gone back to the Batmans. Now, I'm not watching the older Batmans. I'm not. I'm watching Christopher Nolan's Batmans with Christian Bale. And I love Christian Bale. I would make out with Christian Bale.
Okay. I don't think you would, but if he was in front of you and he said, hey, kiss me.
If I was in a movie and I had to, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
If I was in Batman, I would.
So if he's Batman, you're Robin. And he says, hey, Robin, oh, we're only going to get out of this building. It's on fire. If you kiss me.
if it was to save Gotham.
Robin, please kiss me. Gotham's burning to the ground.
Got to save Gotham. Anyway, Batman Begins, obviously the first one. Very, very good. Now, a lot of people have seen The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises, but not many people have seen Batman Begins. And I'll be honest, I sort of...
How do you know?
Well, I've spoken to a lot of people. I'll be honest, though. Listen, I'll be honest. When you see Batman Begins, there's a lot of throwbacks that you... In The Dark Knight Rises and The Dark Knight that you didn't realise were in Batman Begins. So I'd say definitely start with The Batman Begins because that's when Batman Begins. The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises. I'm up to The Dark Knight Rises tonight, so going to be watching that one. But yeah, just really excited for everyone to get into that. Again, so, thank you so much to everything.
Just to
confirm as well, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty as well is another one that a few people have been messaging me about this week. And yeah, really appreciate it. So thank you.
You know, so your peak this week is Batman, the trilogy series, one of the biggest series in the world ever in a movie franchise.
And because I'm just saying watch it together. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not, I think everyone, because when you say Batman Begins, normally how these things work is everyone would actually watch Batman Begins instead of going to The Dark Knight and then The Dark Knight Rises.
A lot of people might not, Dan. And the feedback I've been getting is people have been confused on which one to watch first.
You know, the funniest thing in the world is, like, you knew Batman trilogy hasn't really hit the mark. So you've gone back to one of the other home runs, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, just to make
you haven't seen it. No,
sweet.
I just get a lot of messages about that every week. They say, Dill, thank you so much for The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
It
changed
ago.
My life. I said, appreciate it. Yeah, well, that doesn't mean it can't change lives.
So, yeah, well, yeah, it hasn't changed mine because I haven't seen
it. Hey, let's hope we're out of this bloody lockdown next week, shall we? And get back in the studio. We've got some exciting things there. I get sick of fucking saying it myself. We have a new studio. We haven't been in there, but
probably think we're lying to them. We're not lying. We do have a studio.
Yeah. Oh, what's on for the rest of your week?
Nothing, because I'm obviously such a boss at work. I can do what I want and obviously make dreams happen and put food on people's tables and other people's tables. And obviously I enjoy doing that. Working for I'm a business man, not a businessman.
Working
so I
for
enjoy
a business.
Doing that. Yeah, you're going to continue living my dream.
Working
which is
for
what
a business.
What do you got
nice.
On? What's on?
Oh, I might just be my own boss. So yeah, wake up tomorrow and yeah, it'd be good. So anyway, I won't bore you with it. It's quite intricate and you probably wouldn't understand. So yeah, anyway.
So much going on.
Yeah, heaps.
Yeah. Right.
See you, everybody.
See you next week.
Buckley kicked one from 50 last week and he's just celebrating a point.
Jackie Chan returns.